Welcome to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. As you navigate the USAID landscape for the first time or seek to sharpen your skills, we're here to provide the guidance you need to navigate the unique challenges of this role. Host Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, an experienced Chief of Party and trailblazer in development innovation, will guide your journey.
Greetings, distinguished USAID project leader. You're tuning into the series that brings original leadership perspectives to visionaries like yourself. Hi, I'm Dr. D, and today we'll explore how to leverage intuition and emotion as strategic leadership tools and show you how to tap into your inner wisdom to complement data-driven decisions. As leaders, we're often taught to be rational, objective, and think with your head, not your heart. But your intuition and feelings contain unique insights. Intuition is your subconscious processing patterns and connections your conscious mind misses. It allows rapid pattern recognition and synthesis. Emotions help us to convey powerful information about people, challenges, and our deepest values. Yet, in my opinion, these inner tools are often underutilized. How can we, as chiefs of party, tap into them? I find it's important for us to create a space for reflection. Meditation and journaling can help us tap into intuition and also help us to clarify emotions. Next, and I find this really critical, we all need to listen to our gut during decisions. If a choice feels off, pause and explore why. Third, tune into emotional signals. Frustration may indicate misalignment. Inspiration, on the other hand, can confirm fit. Discuss your intuitions, too, with trusted advisors to test your assumptions. Finally, track outcomes when you do and don't follow your intuition. This builds understanding of when to heed its wisdom. What unconscious biases or blind spots might your intuition reveal if you slow down to listen? For example, your intuition can call out blind spots in emotional intelligence when you sense a degree of difficulty relating to or a lack of empathy for those with different backgrounds or communication styles. Intuition may point to risk biases that you weren't fully aware of before, like hidden fears or risk aversion that lead to conservative choices. When facing a difficult decision, take a 24-hour pause to meditate on it before moving forward. Have a truth teller on your team who can challenge your gut reactions. Note also when your intuition was wrong or right after the fact. Routinely check in with how you feel about projects and people. Name those emotions and probe its message. Ask about feelings. Yes, we can and should do that. Well, that wraps up our discussion on intuition. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back soon with more episodes of Chief of Party to Chief of Party, Success in Your First 90 Days. Until then, stay safe, be well, and remember to blend intuition, empathy, and ethics with logic and data to lead fully and act wisely.
Thank you for tuning in to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party, Success in Your First 90 Days microcast, your go-to source for insightful, actionable guidance that can shape the success of your project. Let's continue to drive change and create impact, one USAID-funded project at a time.